Chapter 10. Now the Philistines fought against Israel, and the men of Israel fled from before the Philistines, and fell down slain on Mount Gilboa. The Philistines followed hard after Saul and after his sons, and the Philistines killed Jonathan, and Abinadab, and Malchishua, the sons of Saul. The battle grew fierce against Saul, and the archers overtook him, and he was distressed by reason of the archers. Then said Saul to his armor-bearer, "Draw your sword, and thrust me through with it, lest these uncircumcised come and torture me." But his armor-bearer would not, for he was greatly afraid. Therefore Saul took his sword, and fell on it. When his armor-bearer saw that Saul was dead, he likewise fell on his sword, and died. So Saul died, and his three sons, and all his house died together. When all the men of Israel who were in the valley saw that they fled, and that Saul and his sons were dead, they forsook their cities, and fled, and the Philistines came and lived in them. It happened on the next day, when the Philistines came to strip the slain, that they found Saul and his sons fallen on Mount Gilboa. They stripped him, and took his head, and his armor, and sent into the land of the Philistines all around, to carry the news to their idols, and to the people. They put his armor in the house of their gods, and fastened his head in the house of Dagon. When all the inhabitants of Jabesh-Gilead heard all that the Philistines had done to Saul, all the valiant men arose, and took away the body of Saul, and the bodies of his sons, and brought them to Jabesh, and buried their bones under the oak in Jabesh, and fasted 7 days. So Saul died for his trespass which he committed against the Lord, because of the word of the Lord, which he did not keep, and also because he asked counsel of one who had a familiar spirit, to inquire thereby, and did not inquire of the Lord. Therefore he killed him, and turned the kingdom to David the son of Jesse.